You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm Brian Zumhagen. Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's most famous lovers, have gotten their stars crossed many times in many ways in stage and screen treatments. And, of course, we all have memories of reading the play out loud in high school. But believe it or not, there's more material to be mined from these violent delights with violent ends. And a new production underway at The Kitchen is trying to do just that. The group Nature Theater of Oklahoma is tackling the classic. And cultural critic Claudia LaRocco went to opening night, and she's here with me. How now, Claudia? Sorry, I had to do that. So the people at the Nature Theater of Oklahoma didn't exactly stick to the text with this version of the play. What was their approach?
You know, when you think of Shakespeare, you think of this really high and lofty language. They didn't go that route at all. Basically, they called up a bunch of people, friends, family, and asked them to tell what they remembered about Romeo and Juliet in their own words. And it turns out that lots of people, at least the people they know, don't remember that much about this iconic tale. So what you have are these two, we've got a Romeo figure and a Juliet, and they keep coming on stage and giving us these monologues, sort of creating themselves out of these really half-baked memories that people have. You know, oh, I think, right, she poisoned herself, and then didn't he woke up, and, you know, and all of this, like the way that we talk, how we stutter and don't remember and screw up is built into it.
So beyond the language, what about the setting and the scenery? Does it feel like a full production or more like a workshop?
Oh, it's definitely a full production, but it's not a full typical Shakespearean production that one might see at the Brooklyn Academy of Music with, you know, giant celebrity X plugged into the main character. So, you know, you enter the kitchen, which is this great black box theater, and there's this little stage with a ridiculous backdrop. It's like blue curtain that's, you know, either cardboard or plastic, something that you really would see in a high school production of Romeo and Juliet. We've all suffered through this, so, you know, have your flashback now. And two members of the company just alternate, come clambering up onto that stage and giving us these monologues. You know, I think a lot of people, when they think about contemporary theater or experimental theater, it's this scary word, and you think, oh, well, that's just sort of experimenting for the sake of experimentation. But these companies are highly sophisticated. It's really formal work, and it's influenced by a huge amount of history. You know, we forget that Shakespeare, in his day, was a great experimenter.
And so does this approach work for you? Does it make for compelling theater?
It's compelling, and it's frustrating at the same time. To a certain extent, their strategy, which is to just toss it off and dismiss it and have lots of winks thrown in, to subvert our expectations about what we go in to see when we see a Shakespearean production. That works, but it's also limiting. And I think they could be a bit more vulnerable in how they handle this work. You know, the only time that we really hear the language, at a certain point they do the balcony scene, I think, toward the end. But everything is in darkness. And it's really interesting to me that that's sort of the moment when we get this beautiful presentation of the language, when we're all sort of safely sitting in the dark. I think that's very telling.
There's another take on Shakespeare coming up in January. Playwright Young Jean Lee is taking on King Lear. What can we expect from that show?
Right, so the first thing that you need to know about Young Jean Lee's Lear is that there is no Lear in her Lear. She is really looking at, from what I understand, she's looking at the play from the perspective of his adult children dealing with the aftermath of really not having been there for their father, of having turned their back on him. So in a way, she's really confronting head-on that issue of the relationship of the children to the father. You know, if you think of the father figure for a lot of playwrights being Shakespeare, I mean, he's the source of a lot of traditions. What does it mean to confront that work? How can you have your own work and not sort of be swallowed by the past, and at the same time pay tribute to that past? So I'm not sure what to expect, but I think it will be interesting if her work in the past is anything to go on.
Claudia, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you can join Claudia and the WNYC Performance Club for King Lear on Friday, January 8th at Soho Rep. You can get more details on the culture page of our website, wnyc.org.